This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
From the earliest bipedal walkers on the African savanna to the upbringing of language, culture and technology, human evolution is a long journey filled with surprising findings, dead ends and progressive creations that shaped who we are today. This isn't just a story about bones and fossils, it's about learning and understanding how we became us, where we came from, how we changed, and what those changes mean for our future. So whether you're a science enthusiast or just curious about your own origins, you are in the right place. Hi, my name is Ayla, and during my first few months of Year 13, I learnt about human evolution. After finishing the topic, I realised human evolution is nothing at all like what I thought it was. All the simple questions I had growing up that were so obvious but never answered, I got to learn. Things like, how do we become who we are? How did we end up here? Where do we come from? And what happened millions of years ago? And how do we know? There are still so many unanswered questions after finishing the topic, which led me wanting to know more. That was the inspiration for this podcast. On the way, you'll hear some general questions and facts I asked people and interviewed them. You'll hear interesting and entertaining interview questions I asked people just like me. You'll hear what others had to say about human evolution and more about what I think. In this episode, we'll dig into a few questions revolving around human evolution. One of the biggest, most fascinating questions about ourselves being, where did we come from? Human evolution isn't just a story about bones and ancient fossils, it's a story about survival, adaptation, chance, and time on an almost unimaginable scale. Over the course of this episode, we'll explore three core questions. Who do we descend from? If humans evolved from apes, why are there still apes? And why do some species go extinct while others survive? Along the way, we'll piece together how we became who we are today. So, before we get into humans specifically, we need to understand evolution. Evolution is the process by which species change over generations through variations in traits that are passed down. These changes happen through mechanisms like natural selection, genetic drift, and mutation. Natural selection in particular, which has the most relevance here, favours traits that help organisms survive and reproduce in their environment, which is most relevant to evolution and how we progress. Mutation is also important and plays a big role in human evolution, as mutation is a disruption to a DNA sequence, literally changing the DNA. If the mutation occurs in a gamete cell, which is a reproductive cell, it can and will be passed down, changing the DNA of offspring, which will lead to evolution as it's changing us through generations. Evolution isn't a straight ladder where one species turns into another overnight. It's more like a branching tree with different species diverging from common ancestors over time. This idea is crucial for understanding human evolution because we didn't evolve from modern animals, but rather share ancestors with them. So, who did we descend from? The short answer is that we share a common ancestor with modern apes around 6 to 7 million years ago. A population of primates in Africa split into different evolutionary paths. One branch eventually led to modern chimpanzees and bonobos, while another led to early human ancestors. Some of the earliest known members of our lineage include species like Sahelanthropus, Ardipithecus, and later Australopithecus. These are creatures that already showed signs of walking upright, which was a huge shift. This is called bipedalism, walking on two legs. This freed up the hands and changed how early humans interacted with their environment. From there, evolution continued through species like Homo habilis, often called the handyman because of its use of tools, and Homo erectus, which had a larger brain and was the first to spread beyond Africa. Eventually, this lineage led to Homo sapiens, which is us. This happened around 300,000 years ago. What's important here is that evolution is not about a sudden transformation, it's gradual, with small changes accumulating over the vast stretches of time. I will now play a short clip of some interviews. I interviewed some friends and teachers around my school on questions revolving around human evolution. So to quickly introduce the people I interviewed, I'll state their names. So I interviewed Dylan, Oscar, Tyson, Katie, Kia, Stella, Sophie, Luke, and my chemistry teacher, Miss Arledge. Here are my clips.
Do you believe in human evolution?
Yes.
I do believe in human evolution.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I do. Wait. I do believe in apes.
What dessert made out of bananas is your favourite?
I like banana milkshakes.
I don't like desserts,
but I guess
banana bread, but I'm not a big dessert person, so.
Yeah, banana cake, but there's also a banana split at Denny's. If you know what the banana split at Denny's is, absolutely go to Denny's. Denny's in town. That's my favorite dessert. The banana on top with the ice cream and the bloody cherries and shit.
What is your favorite type of monkey?
A baboon.
Probably a gorilla.
I like spider monkeys.
Probably like a baboon.
It gotta be. I love gibbons, especially the yellow one, the golden looking one. I think they're so cute.
Do you like bananas?
Very objective. It kind of depends on which bananas we're talking about. I love like really ripe bananas, like where they have like black dots on them. I don't know why people hate that. I don't know how people enjoy like green bananas, but I love ripe bananas.
Like firm kind of like yellow with a little bit of green left on it. If it's fully yellow with a tinge of brown on any sort of direction of light, that's a no-no.
Not green, not like slightly green, but like not like brown, you know, like in the middle.
Right, so yellow.
Not too much spots, but like.
Yeah, okay.
Well done banana, a well done banana, yeah.
Okay.
I like it pretty yellow, but like a tinge of green at the bottom.
Kind of, I would go definitely brown's too much, green is disgusting, it's too starchy. Kind of leaning towards the slightly starchy but sweet.
If we came from the apes, why are there still apes?
Because we're a different species.
I learned this one, can I answer?
So one of my big queries I had is, if human evolution was true, then why do we not have a stage of each one? But it shows that like the beginning of apes, because all we could know is that there were before apes, what they led up to. But obviously those ones that survive, apes that we know today, they have the type of adaptions and things like that to live in our society and stuff like that. But then all the in-betweens, they've chosen like the little things that they changed in the stages between apes and humans. They were just better if they stayed one way or the other and kept going, or stayed as an ape. So being in the middle wasn't good enough for our environment, so they were more likely to die off. So we aren't able for them to keep reproducing, to show all the different steps throughout the years.
Would you rather take on a gorilla or like a big brown bear?
I'll take on the brown bear because, like, I'm not going to win either way. Might as well be epic.
Would you rather push out a gorilla or a chimpanzee?
Push out?
Give birth to.
Oh. Ooh. I mean, they're both small when they're babies, so I would say chimpanzee.
Would you rather take on a gorilla or 10 little apes?
Gorilla. Yeah. Wait, what apes? Like,
like an ape.
Like a chimpanzee ape? Or like a...
Just an ape.
Probably a gorilla, but depends on what you define what an ape is.
I hope that was insightful and you learned something you didn't know. Now, to get directly back into the topic, I'll simply cover the role of environment in human evolution. So you get some background context, human evolution didn't happen in a vacuum. It was deeply shaped by environmental changes. Shifts in the climate, such as the expansion of savannas in Africa, likely played a role in pushing early humans out of forests and into open landscapes. Early hominids would be influenced by environmental factors, as they would dictate whether they had to migrate or simply just move along. If the conditions around them weren't beneficial or survivable, they would move. This led to us exploring the world. From starting in Africa to travelling all through the continents, we've come far. Walking upright became more advantageous in these environments. It allowed early humans to travel long distances, spot predators, and conserve energy. Later, the development of tools and control of fire further shaped our evolutionary path. Cooking food, for example, made it easier to digest and may have contributed to brain growth. The human brain is one of the defining features of our species. Over time, it grew larger and more complex, enabling language, problem-solving, and social cooperation. These traits gave humans a major survival advantage. Now, for my second big question, if humans evolved from apes, why are there still apes? This is one of the most common misunderstandings about evolution. The question itself assumes that evolution is a linear process, like a straight line from ape to human. But that's not how evolution works. Humans did not evolve from modern apes like chimpanzees or gorillas. Instead, we share a common ancestor with them. Think of it like cousins in a family tree. You and your cousins shared grandparents, but you didn't come from your cousins and they didn't come from you. When their ancestral population split millions of years ago, different groups adapted to different environments. Some evolved into the ancestors of modern apes, while others followed a path that eventually led to humans. Modern apes are still here because they are well adapted to their environment. Evolution doesn't have a goal or a final form. It simply favours traits that work in a given context. Chimpanzees are incredibly successful in their ecological niches, just as humans are in ours. Human evolution is not just a single line leading to us. One way to put it is that it's a tangled bush with many branches. There were multiple human species coexisting at different times. For example, Homo neanderthalensis and Neanderthals lived alongside early modern humans in Europe and Asia. We now know that humans and Neanderthals even interbred, leaving traces of Neanderthal DNA in many people today. Other relatives, like the Denisovans, are known primarily from genetic evidence but also contributed to the human story. These species weren't failures, they were adapted to their environments, sometimes for hundreds of thousands of years, but eventually they disappeared. This brings us to our last big question. Why do some species go extinct? Extinction is a natural form of evolution. In fact, more than 99% of all species that have ever lived are now extinct. But why does it happen? There are many reasons. Environmental changes can make a habitat unlivable. Climate shifts, volcanic eruptions, or asteroid impacts can drastically alter ecosystems. When species can't adapt quickly enough to these changes, they may die out. Competition is another factor. When two species compete for the same resources, one may outcompete the other. In the case of human evolution, it's possible that Homo sapiens had advantages such as more advanced tools, better communication, or larger social networks that helped them survive while other human species did not. Disease, small population sizes, and random events can also contribute to extinction. Sometimes it's not about being better, it's about being lucky. One of the reasons humans have survived and thrived is their adaptability. We can live in a wide range of environments, from hot, shadeless deserts to cold. Winter Arctic regions, this adaptability comes not just from our biology but from our culture. Unlike other species, humans can pass down knowledge across generations. We build tools, create technologies, and modify our environments. This cultural evolution happens much faster than biological evolution has allowed us to overcome challenges that would be impossible for other species. However, this adaptability also comes with responsibility. Human evolution is now a major driver of environmental change, and many species today are facing extinction because of habitat destruction, climate change, and pollution. It's important to remember that evolution hasn't stopped. Humans are still evolving. Though the change may be subtle, factors like disease, resistance, diet, and even modern lifestyles can influence our genetic future. At the same time, our cultural and technological advancements are shaping our evolution in new ways. Medicine allows for people to survive conditions that would have been fatal in the past. Global travel mixes populations and genes in ways that were once impossible. The story of human evolution is still being written. So, what have we learned? Humans descended from a common ancestor shared with modern apes, not from the apes we see today. Apes do exist because they evolved along their own successful paths, and species go extinct when they can't adapt to our changing conditions, often due to a complex mix of factors. Human evolution is a story of change, resilience, and connection. It reminds us that we are part of the natural world shaped by the same forces that shaped all life on Earth. And perhaps most importantly, it shows us that our future, like our past, is not fixed. It depends on how we adapt, how we innovate, and how we choose to live on this planet. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and although many concepts or even words themselves are difficult to understand, especially with my pronunciation, and without a lot of prior knowledge, I hope it has been somewhat comprehensible and you learned a thing or two you didn't know beforehand. If not, I at least hope you found this intriguing, enjoyable, or informative. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.